This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you, 860-522-9842. Is the number, and we're going to do our best to do what we can when it comes to technology and helping you out with all the technology needs that are out there these days, not just computers. I mean, whatever you want to talk about technology-wise, we'll take a shot at it because it's all based on well, we hope it's all based on logic. That's what it should be based on. That's the theory, and we're going to stick to it. But feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out. Let's go to Sherry first here in Plainville. She was nice enough to join us. What's happening, Sherry?
Good morning. I'm going the low-tech route most of the time. Mm-hmm. How do I start to look for a computer? I am right now only with an iPhone. So I write my emails, I receive emails, I take pictures with an iPhone.
Hmm. What are you trying to do? What's your next step, Sherry? What do you want to do with that computer?
Like something that could actually read. That's bigger than a phone.
Gotcha. So, I mean, the first step really is to set your budget. You know, how much can you afford? Now, understand that sometimes your budget doesn't equate to quality. We've always talked about this on the show. A $300 computer is not a $600 or $700 computer half off. Everyone kind of can get fooled by the technology. They say, hey, it's a computer. Well, there's a lot of different levels of computers. So a budget you should try to look for, if you can, would be in that $800, $900, or even $1,000 range. It should give you a good 5 to 6 years of service. If you spend too little, you're going to be disappointed. It'll give you plenty of screen size probably, but you might find that it's not going to perform well for you. And that's a waste of time.
And it's also a waste of money because what'll happen is that computer will be so slow that you're going to replace it only after a couple of years.
Right.
Whereas if you spend a good amount, you can get a computer that could last you, you know, 5, 6.
Yep.
Or even more, if you're lucky.
Okay, that's the only thing, because I haven't had a computer for 5 or 6 years, so
right.
I'm not looking for, the fastest, shiniest.
Nope.
I really need basics, but yes, I don't want to, you know, buy something that'll last me 2 or 3 years, and I need to be able to do, and that's my second question, do I need something separate, a separate device to do finances, because now I have an old iPad that won't even support doing my banking, electronic banking.
Well, this device can do that for you, the laptop. But again, if you're going to use it to surf and do other things, then we would caution you, right? Because that's the issue. Then now you're looking at two devices. Maybe you can get a Chromebook, an in a quote-unquote inexpensive Chromebook, which are less and less inexpensive these days.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are. I mean, it used to be that they were a very cheap alternative to a regular Windows computer, but that isn't true anymore.
Right. And there's limitations there, too, where some of the apps don't work the way you would expect them to.
But a Chromebook would do if it was solely for banking.
Yeah, banking.
It would allow you to go to a bank website and log in, and yeah, that would work. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But that's not cheap anymore either.
No, you could probably spend $500 or $600 on a quote unquote good Chromebook, because Chrome now is just a massive bloated. The OS is really just getting like Windows-ish to me.
Yeah, and you know, it used to be like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, you could get one for like $300, $350.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those don't exist anymore.
And you can't
They're more than that.
Yeah. So
And then ideally would be a printer. So, I mean, is there a way, do people bundle? I have no affinity to any particular company. I don't care for, I don't really like Apple or Windows, but that kind of leaves you at.
Join the club.
Tell me about it.
We're with you.
Tell me how you start from nothing and walk into a computer store, and what do they sell you? The promo of the day?
That will happen, right? So you got to be careful. Well, I would start, like I said, start with a budget. Here are some of the specs you want to look for. And if you can find a spec that fits this, that's going to be in that budget, you're going to look for an i5 11th gen processor. That'd be nice. Don't go
i5,
like 11th generation, 11th gen.
Okay.
You can go further lower. Like you can find a 9th gen out there probably, and you will save some money because it's a lower generation. They're trying to get rid of them. So if you want to compromise there, you could, right? You can go to a 9th gen. If that's a way to save a few bucks. If you can get about 16 gigs of RAM, that would be the base config we want you to do for Windows 10. So that's your memory. And then maybe a half a terabyte of solid state hard drive is really all you need. You could get away with 256 as far as the hard drive goes, because you don't have a lot of use right now. But the moment you slam a lot of pictures on there, all of a sudden you're going to fill it up.
Yeah, I don't have tons of pictures either. Okay. But you're already talking Windows, so you're pushing your...
I'm leaning Windows. I'm not a Mac guy because Mac's so expensive.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Macs are good, and I own one, and I love it.
Yeah.
But they cost a lot more.
Right.
Yeah.
So if your budget is, sky's the limit...
No.
Okay. So generally, you can buy two good quality Windows computers for one Mac.
Okay.
Generally. Don't make faces over there, Dennis.
It's close. Yeah. It's close.
Yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time. So there's that. So you start with your PC. And then as far as a printer goes, we would say to look at the EcoSmart printers that are out there. Epson makes a good EcoSmart inkjet style printer that...
Inkjet?
Yeah, it's inkjet. It's a new generation of inkjet that's affordable.
Okay.
And that would be something I'd have you consider. And then as far as you can look at Chromebooks for your financial work there, and that has the same kind of specs, unfortunately, that you need some serious horsepower to run this Chrome operating system effectively. So you'd be in that same i5 concept, maybe not 16 gigs of RAM. You could probably get away with 8, but you still need a solid state drive. So it's almost a similar spec to a PC.
And we're talking a laptop or a desktop?
I would assume you may want to consider a laptop, be able to do some walking around with it. Just don't drop it. They do tend to break. So when you're looking at the laptop, don't go for a plastic shell. Try to find a metal shell or an aluminum shell. Those hinges on the plastic shell devices don't last. And you're going to be disappointed. So make sure the laptop casing is an aluminum or a metal.
Okay. And do you make any recommendations for... where to go to do this?
I would look at HP, and I would look at, like, you could stop by a Staples, you could stop by a Best Buy or what have you, just to see what they've got there. But you could always do it online, too.
Yeah, you could go online with HP and maybe Lenovo.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and what does one do with an old iPad that has financial stuff on it?
What does one do?
I mean, does it go in the trash, or does...
No, come on.
No, 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 no,
don't
no.
do that.
No.
Right.
We want to e-cycle it. There's a company called Green Monster in West Hartford that will responsibly e-cycle it. Okay. A lot of these places like Best Buy do have these bins where you, and I think even Staples does, but don't hold me to it, where you can deposit your old iPads. However, you want to factory reset it. Don't give it to them with your data on it.
Yes. Before you do anything with it, do a factory reset.
I have no idea how to do that.
Well, we'll put a link up there. What type of iPad is it?
Oh, it's an old mini. I have no idea.
All right. Well, just, we'll find a link as to how to factory reset an iPad mini and take a look at doing that. And that way your data won't be as erased as Hillary Clinton's servers, but it'll be close enough.
Okay.
Because you don't have any compromising data on there, right?
Oh, nothing.
Good.
Nothing at all. Okay, so I mean, I guess you could, and if I go right to the compute to the company, that, you know, I'm going to get the information just from the particular like Lenovo or HP. So
yeah, you can use those specs that I gave you use that as just to try to figure out which laptop is available and hits your budget and has those general specs.
Okay, and what do you tell people to do about insurance?
I would tell you not to buy any extended warranties. They're usually not worth it.
Okay.
Actually, companies like Best Buy make almost half of their revenue on the extended warranties.
Okay. And can I ask one other question?
Yeah, why not?
Are there still landlines that are separate from the internet that are reasonable?
What do you mean?
No. We have an old phone number that we want to keep, but now it's on my internet, and it, you know, when the power goes down, which I'm not the least bit nervous about the power grid anymore.
she says jokingly. No, I know. So old copper lines are going away. All the companies are getting rid of copper lines. So your alternative would be a cellular connection, right? So if you like that number, you could turn it into like a Google Voice number. So people called your old LAN number, you could forward that number to your cell, right? So whether you had power or not, it wouldn't matter as long as your cell was connected to a tower. Now, the towers, thanks to the October snowstorm, finally have ways to keep up as far as power goes. They've added the ability to add generators and stay online when the power goes out. But copper is going away. Copper landlines are going away.
Okay, so that doesn't work, the old AT&T and...
Nope.
Okay.
So,
okay.
All right, you got a lot to do there, Sherry.
Yes, I do. Trying to get into the 2022 reluctantly,
mm-hmm.
But yes, it gets harder and harder to read and read and write on a telephone on an iPhone.
On a mini, no less. That's not
well,
easy.
Well, the iPad, yeah, I don't do anything on that. So it's all on the iPhone, and it's not the big giant whatever. So yeah, I'm not looking for any. Marvelous, the best of best
no,
of. So,
no.
With the specs you gave me, I probably can make a start.
Yeah.
And I think I'll be a lot happier in
the
long run.
Let us know how it goes.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's a lot of technology is going to go out and buy. We're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. We are back. Feel free to get online, guys. 860-522-9842. And as we wait for your calls, I did want to talk about this. So across the pond there, my favorite tech blog there, The Register.
Yeah.
There's an article. U.S. warns crypto miners must cut power use to avoid busting U.S. carbon goals. So basically, folks out there, and we've talked about this for, I think I've mentioned it a bazillion times, and I'm not some big tree-hugging guy. I'm happy to have clean water and air, but I mean, the idea here with crypto, it is the most ridiculously wasteful approach to anything that we've even thought of these days. Now, as we're in the year 2022, when you would think things would be plentiful, and you know, power's not. For all sorts of stupid reasons, right? It's not plentiful. And we don't have to go into why we don't have plentiful thought power, but you probably know why, because there's too many ding-a-lings that we keep sending to work for us and making these dumb decisions. But we won't go there. So here we are, crypto. The total amount of consumption equates to 25 and 50 metric tons of carbon dioxide is released per year for you ding-dongs mining crypto, mining fake money, keeping that blockchain going. And in the article, it talks about the fact that it's equivalent to the entire diesel consumption of trains in America. Right? The amount of output that it puts out there for soot.
That is a freaking entire industry.
Right. Also, you guys can play with your fake money that somebody told you was a thing at some cocktail party. Hey, I got to get into crypto. Again, it's a greater fool theory, according to Mr. Gates, and I would completely agree. Greater fool basically is trying to find the bigger fool to pay more for the fake money than you did. That's right. How you make money in crypto. You find the bigger fool. So now, you guys, so understand this. The administration we have now was going to look at your, what's that, the Venmo accounts for anything of a transaction bigger than $600, right? This is what this administration wants to do to make sure they tax the heck out of you, right? For your little $600, hey, you bought a skateboard, here's $600. I'm going to make sure I get my tax. Now, of course, the president is going after crypto, which I'm all for. Go ahead. Smash it. Crush it. Let's get rid of it. It's the dumbest thing since, I was going to say, not since sliced bread. What's the dumbest thing? Get an example of the dumbest thing. It's the dumbest thing since that.
Whatever that is.
But it looks like our government is going to be going after you crypto guys, and you're going to have to turn off your computers. I'm sorry. Or they're going to tax the heck out of your energy usage. I don't know about you, but I opened my electric bill in August and fell over. I mean, here in Connecticut, it's nuts.
Yeah.
So if you're a crypto miner in Connecticut, I don't even know how you're surviving. But it's a thing. How is this a thing? You've got Teslas who can't charge in California between 4 and 9. I saw a picture of a Tesla. You know, you can put that thing on the back of a trailer hitch of your SUV to haul stuff. Well, Tesla had a trailer hitch in the back of it, and it had a generator in it with two gas cans in the back. So if he runs out of juice, he's going to charge his Tesla with gasoline. Come on, guys. This is where we are. Yeah. So we'll put the link up here. If you're still into crypto, I'm not a financial planner, but get out. What are you doing? You're driving our electricity prices up. You're making the world sicker with your whatever your usage is. You should be ashamed of yourself. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Four lines open for you. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And as we wait for your call, well, we have four lines open, 860-522-9842. And as we wait for your calls, we'll talk a little bit more about the technology out there that's making our lives easier. Well, in this case, not so much. Basically, the article, again, is from The Register. Dump these small biz routers, says Cisco, because we won't patch their flawed VPN. So basically, the second headline is, there's nothing like an authentication bypass for your private IPsec network. Basically, Cisco's done for many, many, many years, has some great small business routers.
Oh, yeah. And for years, I mean, you go into a small business and 50% of the time you're going to see a Cisco router there.
Yeah.
In this RV line.
And they did a great job with those. They're affordable.
And they're easy to administer.
Mm-hmm. And generally, they would give you some basic security if you're a small business before the days of all the ransom and stuff. Again, this ransom stuff that we're all fighting now is fairly new.
Yeah.
I mean, ransomware attacks are maybe, 4 or 5 years old? I mean,
They actually started, 2012, but they were very sporadic and rare.
Yeah. They became more common.
In, 2016 or so.
So the folks here at Cisco have all these routers, the RV111W, the RV130, RV2015W. Basically, they supposedly are going to end the support. These were put in 2017, roughly, and the support ended for them. When they say support ends, this is what gets all these small businesses cranky, right? It sounds like planned obsolescence.
It is. Let's be honest. That's exactly what it is.
And we're just as cranky about it. Oh, Eric, you know, you guys would love to sell me another router. No. We'd be happy to have you focus on plenty of other things in your business, like the 8-year-old server you have there, but we won't go there. So what happens in our business is that all your devices, right, all of them have an end of life aspect to them, that if you don't pay attention to that and your server technology, your operating systems, you know, we've got clients who have still Windows 7 running their businesses, and they'll send a note over, hey, you know, this insurance company won't give me cyber insurance until we qualify for this. Well, you're still failing because you have 15 Windows 7 systems on there, and Windows 7's been dead for years.
Yeah.
It's a security problem, right?
Yeah.
And it's not our fault. Blame Microsoft. Blame whatever you want to blame. These companies can't keep everything running forever, right? Even if you'd like them to have a window where some legislator says everything must last 10 years, they could do that. You could have a legislation that says you must keep up this stuff. But then what would you end up with some sort of, you know, issue like we saw with the exchange servers, where exchange servers going back so far had the same flaw.
Right.
Right. They maintained it by just retreading the software over and over again, repackaging it and saying, hey, it's new and shiny. Go buy it. And it had the same flaw. Mm-hmm. So if you've got one of these old Cisco firewalls, you're vulnerable to this potential attack where they're going to actually VPN hijacking. This doesn't sound good, does it?
No.
Everyone wants to have a VPN, right? We always tell you everybody to connect to your system with a VPN. Well, you get VPN hijacking is a thing, and they're not going to fix them. So go check to see, and we'll put a link up here to see if your business happens to have any of these firewalls in place. Now, the next generation level firewalls that are out there for your businesses can do IP filtering. They can actually make you kind of invisible to the planet, kind of geofence you away from, you know, the third world attacking you. However, of course, the third world does use servers here in America that they just spin up on AWS.
They get a bot going, and then they can get you from inside the U.S.
Right. But these are next-gen devices that deal with intrusion prevention and what have you to try to help you out with protecting your business. So Cisco is not going to be updating these firewalls, and you've got to do something about it. If you don't, you're just an accident waiting to happen until some bad guy finds the IP address of your device and tries to get in.
Yeah.
We're not trying to scare you or anything, but not updating is an issue.
But the thing that grinds my gears about this particular incident, some of those models were being sold as recently as 2020.
That is an issue, right?
And
how can you make it end of life?
Cisco end of life'd them the same day that they stopped selling them.
Not cool.
So if on that day you bought one,
right,
nice brand new router for your business.
Out of the box.
Put it in place. Next day, it was end of life'd.
And that can happen at any time.
It does. It happens way too much.
The thing about hardware, though, there's usually a date that makes sense.
Correct.
When it comes to cloud-based services, they can end it and deprecate a service at any time.
They can flip a switch any moment. But people complain about things like Windows 7 going off support. But Windows 7 went off support several years after they stopped selling it and went on to Windows 8 and then Windows 10.
Right.
With Cisco, they were selling these routers right up to the day that they end-of-life them.
Not cool.
That, to me, is inexcusable.
No argument for me, Dennis. That'll grind my gears, too.
They don't talk to me about it, so what do they know?
All right, let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Margaret in West Hartford. What's happening, Margaret?
Oh, good morning. I have a television, a Sharp Roku TV television, and I just want to run it on my antenna because I'm just wandering in this wasteland of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of stations, and I can't find the few local stations, you know, using the arrows on the remote.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, antenna is an option. It shows on the front, the box that came in, you know, on the homepage, but I can't seem to get that antenna option to appear so that I can disconnect from the network.
Need an antenna.
Pardon me?
You need to buy an antenna.
I have one. Yeah, I have one already attached.
Okay, so if you attach the antenna, you should be able to then go into your TV and have it search out available stations.
I don't ever get to this. The home, the antenna option never appears on the home screen.
Of Roku?
Well, you may have, you may be in the Roku app.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And that would be one source on the TV. What you have to do is go to the source button. And I think you need to switch to antenna as the source instead of Roku.
Right.
So should I select the Roku icon on the home screen?
No. Unless you attach
the antenna
to the Roku.
You're going
to
do something on your remote that switches the source.
Right, but could it be she has an antenna that she attached to the Roku? Did you physically attach the antenna to your Roku in some way?
Yes, I screwed it into the back of the television and the place where it says antenna.
Okay, so it's not in the Roku. Just checking to be sure you're not selecting it. So.
Well, I think it's one of these TVs that has Roku integrated in it.
Yes. It says Roku ready.
Okay, that's why I'm saying on the television remote.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're going to use the, it's usually called the source button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't have one that says that. I just have a home button and then.
And it will typically be at the top.
Yep.
But it's not a Roku, but it's not a Roku controller, is it? What kind of, what does it say on the on your clicker?
My clicker has on/off button, home button, then the four arrows around an OK button.
Yeah.
And
how about then, the brand though? Is there a brand on there?
Oh, Sharp Roku TV.
Okay, so it is a Sharp controller. Right. So this is weird. So yeah, because it should be more apparent to use. If they have an antenna and she's connected it, I bet you it is integrated and it should work, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. I just don't know what the name of the button is on the remote that tells it to switch.
Right. To get to that antenna source is what we're trying to get you to. It is neat that they have that. If it's integrated, they should make it easier, right? They should make this all easier for you, but it's clearly not.
And I've spent a long time on the phone at Best Buy where I just kept getting rotated through different, you know, people, you know, someone better to help you. I can't do this. I'll get you somebody better.
You might also want to look for a button that either says live TV or input.
Yeah, I've tried both of those. I've gone, you know, when I go live TV, I just get thrown into that wasteland of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of stations, and you know, something starts playing. If I go to network, the only option is it says Wi-Fi, and next to it is a checkbox, and then
all right. Well, the network is setting up the networking for the television, which is something else. Now, this wasteland that you're describing,
it's
okay.
It's like, you know, if I wanted find a station that's like around 60 or 30, I can't get there because the clicker just goes through 1,100, you know, 800, I don't know, could be thousands of stations, and I would take me all day to find my way back to, say, number 3.
Were you ever asked to do any automatic recognition?
No.
Okay.
And by the way, for the first couple of years that I had this,
couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
oh boy.
It's a couple of years old.
Yep.
And I used to be able to just rotate around the local stations, and suddenly I can't.
Yeah, they updated the version. I mean, that happens all the time with these devices.
Because I never even connected it to Wi-Fi, but it's connected.
Right. Somebody had to help you connect it to the Wi-Fi. This is so amazing that we're in this time and space of the year and you're trying to figure out how to get a local TV station on your space shuttle of a TV, and we can't figure it out quickly for you, and the folks who sold it to you couldn't help you. Do you have a 15-year-old kid in your neighborhood?
No, I wish I did. Okay. I would rent one.
Yeah. Sadly, though, a 15-year-old, well, not sadly,
yeah,
luckily for them.
An 8-year-old probably could do it.
No, they don't even know what an antenna is.
Oh, that's right.
They'd be like, what? You can get stuff off the air? That seems crazy, man. I know Dennis is searching and trying to find the answer to this.
Well, Mike
determined.
G came up with a link, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to post that for her. This link that Mike G found may be the solution.
Okay.
It's kind of a long page, and there's a lot of information on it, and I want you to read the whole thing.
Okay.
Because what you might need might be, like, halfway down, so...
Right.
You know, don't just look at the top and say, well, I've already done that. Well, you might have, but you got to go further.
That's crazy. This is a crazy, that's the craziest TV I've ever heard of.
I actually did go. I forgot whether I went, you know, put the question, you know, Googled the question, and I did find my way to a page where, you know, there was one that said how to connect to an internet, but I tried the steps and, you know, ran out of available options on my TV or remote.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll look at that. Thank you. I'll try. How do I find that online?
Just go to our show, Computer Talk with Tab.
Yeah.
ComputerTalkWithTab.com.
Okay.
And you'll see that in the live links. You'll see a link to the Sharp.
Okay.
Configuring your Sharp TV there. That's crazy, Margaret. Who sold you that
thing? I just unplugged it. I just don't want to even play with it anymore. But it's, you know.
Well, you're not watching TV. You're probably better for that. Probably saved a few brain cells.
And I do have an old one that, you know, that wasn't that is just on the antenna, but it's not in a room that I'm usually sitting in. So anyway, I'd like this one to work. It's a bigger TV.
Yeah, I would like it to work for you too.
Okay.
Is there an HDMI connection on the back of it?
A what? Say it again.
HDMI.
MI. On the well, there's receptacles for those.
Okay. I mean, you could always just punt and not use the built-in system at all and use a different method of streaming. So if you went and bought, I know it's sad to say this, but if you went and purchased like an NVIDIA Shield or a different device and then paid, of course, for a streaming service like a YouTube TV or something like that, it will be more apparent to you as far as getting live TV versus the more painful way you're trying to get it right now.
Yeah.
But I do understand who wants to pay for that if you can avoid it.
Yeah. I wish this remote had numbers on it. You know, all it has is these arrows.
Yeah.
Up and down an infinite.
Yep.
Well, yeah. What it's supposed to do is you use the remote to indicate something in your screen.
Right.
And then you select whatever that is on the screen.
Yeah.
Have you tried talking to your remote? They can do that now too.
No.
I don't need. I turn it off myself.
Now.
I know that technology is there. You can just, hey, I want ESPN, and then the TV says, oh, okay, sure. Yeah, you're not really there yet, Margaret. We'll put the link up there for your TV, and hopefully the instructions in there can help you. Otherwise, I'm not even sure what to tell you, other than finding somebody to come over and sit down with you.
Or I could just carry the TV over to Best Buy and maybe just factory reset. Would that do it?
A factory reset will start you over. It doesn't mean it's going to change anything.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is that she's just looking for a functionality it's hard to get to.
Which should be easy because it's all built in.
But a factory reset may not really help because all you're going to do is go back to the original behavior. And the original behavior is now a problem. So where's the benefit?
Yeah. And yet, I don't know if I already said this, but the box it came in shows an image of the home screen, and up in the upper right corner is antenna.
Oh, I could tell you a story. I was putting up my garage door opener last weekend because that's what I had to do for fun.
Oh.
And I put it up and I had things, I thought I had things connected properly, but the garage door kept saying it wasn't connected properly. I did the YouTube videos. I looked at the box, of course. I did everything I could. I read the manual. I RTFM as we know in IT. I read the flipping manual. in this garage door opener happened to have a battery backup. Well, there's no mention of me making sure that was plugged in as part of the connection to make sure that it would work afterwards. It just dawned on me, hey, maybe I have to plug in the battery that backs it up in order for this to work. Yep, that was it. But that was a lot of wasted time. It was not in the manual. It wasn't anything anywhere that told me how to get that to work. So in your case, there could be something you're missing in the manual that seems apparent to whoever put it out, sold it to you, because some guy at Chamberlain figured, well, of course they're going to put the battery in. What kind of dingling wouldn't do that? me, right? That was me. Because, of course, I'm assuming, here's the thing, right? I'm assuming it's going to work without the battery. Because if the battery dies, the thing that you're supposed to, obviously I'm getting a battery so that if I lose power, my garage door will open or close. But what happens if the battery dies? Well, guess what? It turns out my garage door won't work.
Oh,
that doesn't make any sense, does it?
No,
the alternative.
It doesn't.
The alternative, the thing you're preventing to fix, is the could be the cause of my inability to open my garage door.
Wow. Well,
do what I did. Call a man to come and grease the gears or whatever it is, and my door opens manually with one hand.
Ooh.
It's perfectly balanced.
You've got a beautifully balanced door.
Yes, and it's an old wood door.
Yeah. My door is not balanced. I'm in trouble. I got to change the springs. So we'll hope that this gives you some ideas here. We're all in the same boat, Margaret. We're all banging our heads against the wall with all this technology.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I hope
you
can watch TV soon. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that's wild.
You can't watch TV with a device designed to make it easier to watch TV with an antenna. They came up with the other idea she could have had an issue with is her antenna could be bad too. I mean, she's getting a lot of channels, though.
I think what's happening is it's getting some kind of channel guide over the internet, just of all the television stations around the country.
Hmm.
The TV doesn't know which of them she can get.
And that could be like an area code or something that she's got to type in.
There's got to be a setting in there where she can tell it to do the scan and then show me only the stations that are around here. But there's nothing that I can find to tell you how to invoke that feature.
Right.
Well, except The literature that I have read says that it will do that the first time you go into that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there doesn't appear to be any way to invoke that scan after the fact.
So you got to factory reset it to re-invoke
then it.
Then
it might do that. But if it's not working correctly now, I don't know why it would work correctly later.
And that's like YouTube TV again. Like I fight with them about watching the Red Sox, which doesn't matter anymore. But you used to be able to thwart them knowing where you were, so you could not get that blacked out MLB issue, right? Because they now ask you for your zip code, right? So no matter where you are, they're like, "Well, I know you're close by, so we're blacking you out. You can't watch the game," and it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
And of course, if you change it and you're messing with the zip code, now you're not going to get your local TV stations. I don't know. It shouldn't be so hard to watch TV, right?
It shouldn't. No,
it was called the boob tube for a reason. Now it's like you got to have a PhD to get your TV configured. So we want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. We want to thank Carolyn for producing as always. Nice job. We want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. One of the Facebook pages, and Dennis does everything over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And we're gonna feel free to post questions if you like to gethelp@tabinc.com, and we'll have them here on the station as well.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.